Thank you all very, very much. Before we open it up to questions and before Junius makes some remarks, I just wanted to see if any of the panelists had anything else they wanted to add based on what others have said.
One aspect of the finances of it is that as we have the high stakes testing and you have a curtailment or a scaling up of the funding of schools, you're increasing the percentage of the funding that's going towards the tests, the Common Core purchase curriculum, the equipment necessary for the tests, the broadband necessary for the tests. And so it is a synergy, a particularly destructive synergy that's happening, because you have limited funds to begin with that don't even fulfill the basic needs that you're supposed to be funded for. And then you're also being told, but by the way, if you don't succeed in this one particular area, you could get taken over, you could get closed, and everything else. So the impact of these policies and the way they play with the finances is exponentially more destructive than one or the other on their own.
And I just wanted to add that, you know, we have been sold the idea of this Common Core and the testing to make everything the same, right, to create equality. But I wanted to say that in the states where the testing has already gone forward, so you can look in New York, you can look in Kentucky, you can look in Colorado, where reports have been coming out, everybody fails. You know, 70% of the kids fail, but who it hits more hardly, it hits our kids who are in the opportunity gap. So, and there's a lot of writing on this. I just wanted to just to let you hear, Carol Burris and Alan Aja, her co-worker from New York. Carol's an award-winning high school principal. You may have written many of her, read her posts on the answer sheet via Valerie Strauss in the Washington Post. Anyway, she says, the below standard on CCS third grade English language arts went from 15.5% to 50% under Common Core. These are for kids in the opportunity gap. And in seventh grade math, they had been at 16.5 to 70%, right? So the people that we're pretending we're gonna help the most are getting hurt the worst. And I am concerned, and many writers are starting to say, we're beginning to see, if this continues, a ranking and sorting out of society across the board, yes, which helps nobody, right? And one last point, Moody's, I just read a report from Moody's saying that in Los Angeles, where there are many charter schools, the districts are being downgraded their bond ratings because the charter schools are failing to provide the education that's required, and of course then all that money is lost and it downgrades the whole school system.